This is Wade Rath here with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. State Supreme Court in Washington has imposed a $100,000 per day fine on the state until rich and poor school district funding is finally equalized by the legislature. Stanford biochemists have created strains of yeast that can produce narcotic drugs. On one hand, this discovery could lower cost of cough suppressants and other normal remedies, but another fear is it will soon be breaking bad. Connecticut Supreme Court rules that the death penalty is outdated and unconstitutional, sparing 11. The state had only had one execution in the last 50 years. Retail shopping outlets are not recovering. Experts say this is partly due to shifts in buying behavior. Millennials are more interested in buying experiences than things. One step ahead of the SEC, Bloomberg tallied the ratio of CEO pay to average salary for 11 corporations, a metric companies will soon be required to disclose under the Dodd-Frank financial reform law. Who's at the top? McDonald's, the fast food chain, has one of the highest ratios, 644-1, between CEO and worker pay. Others, community health systems, 414-1, university health services, 329-1, Priceline, 294-1, Carmike Cinemas, 276-1. Union Pacific Railroads, 262-1. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon, for instance, made $20 million last year, and McDonald's chief Don Thompson, $7.3 million. But since average pay at J.P. Morgan is significantly higher than McDonald's, its ratio is much lower, about 200-1. Social Security has now turned 80 years old. In 2014, the federal government spent $2 billion trying to eradicate so-called invasive species, mainly with glyphosate, or Roundup as it's called more normally, and other poisons. Crackdowns in illegal immigration and a glitch in seasonal worker visas has created a shortage in farm labor in California, even when some large producers are offering $17 per hour in benefits. Annual fruit and vegetable production is down 9.5% or $3.1 billion per year. Secretary of State John Kerry observed the flag raised at the U.S. Embassy in Havana, Cuba, along with some of the retired Marines who lowered the flag last in 1961. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.